You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. This is Charles Weaver with MSP Zone. And we are here today talking a little bit about the pandemic as we get closer to the end of the year, kind of take stock in what we've learned from the pandemic, what security lessons we may have learned over the last 10 months or so, and start looking towards the future and what the future 2021 is has in store for us and what we can be doing to better protect ourselves as we hopefully get through this pandemic and get on to normal, whatever that looks like, life, and really pay attention to the security, the privacy, and the operational effectiveness of what that life looks like and the role that MSPs will play in that world and how we can be doing a better job to protect the customers who are more and more working from home. And to help me unpack all of that very complicated stuff is our friend Robert Krug from Avast Software. Robert, thank you for joining the MSP Zone.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, sir.
I am sure most of our members and a lot of the MSP community worldwide knows Avast Software, but for those who don't, I know you guys had some acquisition activity over the last 3 to 5 years. Could you give us a quick overview of what you guys have been up to and maybe, you know, what you guys do in the technology channel and for MSPs specifically?
Oh, absolutely. So Avast, being one of the oldest antivirus firms that are on the internet, being established in 1988, it's been around for a very long time and has a very storied history. Avast, over the past few years, has made, like you said, made several acquisitions. This is including AVG, along with other companies. But at the end of the day, when you look at how the product is structured, it is a complete and layered security solution stack. So empowering both businesses and home users, residential and commercial grade and enterprise grade solutions to deliver all of your both security and computer management needs, whether it be our award-winning product through CCleaner, which allows for endpoint management, our residential services through Omni, and of course, our very, very storied AVG/Avast endpoint antivirus suite, ranging from enterprise to commercial. So it creates a very complete product line for MSSPs to leverage when they're positioning security solutions.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people don't realize how you know broad your company is in terms of, you know, end user and channel specific solutions, but MSP specific solutions for a long time. I'd like to get your thoughts on the last 10 months. I you know, it seems weird that 10 months we've been living with COVID-19, actually longer, you know, but 10 months that we've actually known about it, it seems like. What would you just briefly describe our the last 10 months and maybe some of the lessons learned from a business standpoint, perhaps, that you take away from this past year?
Certainly. Well, for someone who's been primarily a teleworking employee for the past few decades now. So I've been doing network engineering and cybersecurity for 30 years, over 30 years now. But at the past 20 odd years have been primarily work from home. So this was not a big stretch for me, although, you know, obviously a lot less travel than most years. But when it comes to most businesses, obviously the first few months of this, of these varying lockdowns across the globe, really had to make businesses transform to that cloud offering, to that decentralized office. So a lot of businesses who were not, you know, primarily work from home or work remotely industries or businesses, they didn't have their IT structure that way. It was definitely a crash course in how to keep their business going with a now diverse location network with everyone working remotely at home. Obviously, from a security standpoint, it was a shock and awe campaign, really, because the bad guys are very aware of this now decentralized network, and they are actually coming after the businesses. It's a lot easier with people not in the office to take advantage of delicate IT systems and compromised credentials and so on and so forth. So it has been a very a large education process for many businesses. But I think as we round out the end of the year, of course, with the ever-changing landscape of this, I think a lot of businesses are actually taking the lessons learned and are going to move forward with a mostly embracing the teleworking environment going forward.
Yeah, I don't want to oversimplify or diminish the importance of the work from home phenomenon. And no matter what, you know, what we do with the, you know, vaccines, you know, looks like we're going to be getting some vaccines, hopefully in the very, very near future. It seems like everyone's ready and anticipating a somewhat, you know, persistent ongoing work from home strategy. Do we have a good grasp of the security threats resulting from work from home, or what's your perception of that assessment?
So it's not so much the fact that it's going to, COVID will play a part in the future as the very, you know, varying degrees of mutation or changes or cycles in the story that is still yet to be heard on the virus. That notwithstanding, businesses, a lot of them, especially in the heavily populized urban centers around the world, the large cities, you've seen exodus, really, in very large cities like New York and San Francisco, at least here in the U.S., where once businesses started to embrace that teleworking environment, saw an uptick in many of businesses experienced an uptick in employee satisfaction. Employees were happy to work from home, losing that the long commute times, the additional, whether it be expenses of living in the large cities or the congestion, various things like that, that, you know, make working from home a little bit more agreeable. And as businesses learn and said, hey, employees can still work remotely and be productive, they're starting to embrace it as well. But from a security perspective, there's still a lot to be learned. Some businesses, again, had a crash course in it over these past many months, but many businesses have yet to realize the significance of a completely remote workforce. And you've really seen some trends evolving. They're not new trends, but they're becoming more common opening sentences when you're speaking with businesses. Things like a zero trust network architecture. These things have been around for decades, but they have drastically increased their level of importance in this new decentralized office mentality.
Yeah, I think that's an incredibly important point you make. These issues and their remedies have been around for indeed a long time. I feel like in my conversations with the MSPs early on in the pandemic, there was a rush to just get the remote workers equipped, right? Ordering laptops, getting mobile exactly. devices, you know, just basics, the fundamentals. And you mentioned one of them, you know, zero trust, you know, approach to security. But I think that we have, it feels like we just haven't started that real deep conversation yet. How do you feel the end users are, the customers of managed services are prepared for this? And how do you feel the MSPs in the IT channel are prepared? Are they prepared for this battle?
To some extent, some of them are. Some of them still have a long way to go. So when you split down the middle, it's pretty much half and half. You're absolutely right in your point that a lot of businesses had to immediately ramp up their remote workforce capabilities, whether that be, you know, the equipment purchases, but licensing purchases. The first couple of months there, many of the MSSPs saw a huge uptick in sales of selling VPN solutions or increasing the performance, you know, buying bigger boxes, bigger appliances, or bigger licensing sets for those remote access connections back into centralized offices. But as more and more businesses are embracing this and will continue to see the positive effects of a distributed workforce, you're going to see more and more cloud services engaged. So MSSPs are going to see a continued trend of migration of physical data centers or on-prem networks to decentralized cloud installations, so that businesses can, you know, more readily support that dynamic workforce of some on-prem, some traveling, some at home, and you're going to see that you're going to see that uptick. It's going to continue for quite the foreseeable future, and that of course puts a huge strain on the security aspect of the network.
So, asking you to put your Avast software hat on for a moment, as I don't think anyone, I've never heard anyone say that it's an impossible task to secure the work from home worker, but I just don't think we've ever had to contemplate it on a mass scale like we are right now. Could you go through maybe and just list a couple of the highlights, you know, the things that really stand out in your mind that the work from home worker and their managed service provider need to start addressing in order to really start securing that home worker?
Absolutely. So you've seen MSSPs for quite many years now. We're embracing things like a UTM, a large scale firewall appliance that offered the security stack, if you will, for the business when that hardened office. But as users are now no longer in the office, that big, shiny, all-in-one, massive network security appliance, it does you very little good because all your users are now outside this new perimeter. And it's shocking to me, even prior to this, a lot of the MSSPs had failed really to embrace encrypted traffic inspection. Not so much a part of their own capability, but really solutions that would offer easy to manage inspection of encrypted traffic and providing that threat prevention. You're absolutely right. You never heard anyone say that couldn't be done, but it was really, it wasn't cost effective to do it in many cases. So a lot didn't explore it. And just as you haven't heard about it in recent months, obviously with the changes of the news cycle, but going into this year, there was a lot of talk that MSSPs themselves had become the targets of hackers and malicious attackers because they are the keepers of the keys to the kingdom. So MSSPs themselves were starting to become the primary target of these hacks, these malware attacks, because if they could get into one MSSP, well, then it would allow them to, you know, get into every one of those customers. And then, you know, daisy chain their attacks in that manner. So it really became interesting as this cycle of everyone being remote, everyone depending on having more dependence upon the MSSP to support their business, seeing how they're now protecting themselves and making sure that they can still uniquely, effectively support their customers and provide that security inspection. I mean, not everybody had the big, shiny firewalls in their homes. So now you have to take into account this residential grade network with very little cybersecurity protections in place. And how do you ramp that up for this new digital transformation of the online remote workforce?
Yeah. And I was thinking about something as you were giving your answer there. It occurred to me that this is not just an enterprise issue. I mean, this is enterprise, this is mid-market, this is SMB, this is micro-business, SOHO. Everybody has been impacted in a fairly consistent way. So it almost seems like we have to have a holistic enterprise down to the smallest of SMB customers approach to solving work from home, because it seems to me unacceptable to leave anyone unprotected given that there's a lot of very sensitive industries being serviced by work from home people today.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And it's every scale of business in between. Just look at the courts. Many of the courts went to digital, they went to the Zoom meetings and things of that nature. And then hackers would hack the Zoom meetings. And then you had that for businesses all over, people doing that. You had real estate offices doing virtual open houses to sell homes. You had law firms, everyone working remotely and doing everything in digital meetings. You had even the regular food delivery service moving to a more, managing it locally and shipping things out rather than, you know, stocking machines here and there. So it has been a complete transformation in one, in how we do business, and two, the go-to-market strategy for a lot of these MSPs on how they support those businesses. You're absolutely correct.
So I know I want to talk about layered security, right? So I think most people agree that it's not just any one particular thing will solve all your security problems. It's a layered approach. So I'm just going to start throwing out a couple of items and would be very keen to hear your thoughts about. I mean, I think of the obvious things as, you know, we're protecting ourselves with good, solid email security, right? Email spam, email malware filtering, phishing attack prevention, things of that nature, multi-factor authentication. I think those are fairly common. Most people would be familiar with those. What are your thoughts about the transition, as you alluded to earlier, of the UTM traditional firewall at the corporate office? Is it relevant anymore? How do we start to reimagine that shift to the home office where that user has a residential, if any, security apparatus at all guarding their home perimeter?
Great point. And you hit the nail on the head. A lot of the MSSPs did deploy, enterprise-grade email security solutions. Everyone has one for their corporate email, typically. But now you have these users working from home, and they're not behind that shiny all-in-one UTM, and they're not just going to corporate email. While much of corporate email is now protected, as you said, by these varying degrees of email security, even possibly a training or protection filtering, so on and so forth. But what about all the personal webmail, the personal, you know, Hotmails and AOLs and Yahoo Mail and Gmail, and so on and so forth, where you have no or very little or none or free. We all know what that's worth, email security. So you now have users with their same PC that's tied to that corporate data and the corporate email accessing their personal email unprotected, unfiltered. So it really makes, from a layered security solution, you need to make sure that you are inspecting not just that corporate email, but that webmail, that personal webmail, social media, things of that nature as well. You need to have that filtering at the endpoint and varying degrees of reporting, logging. What happens if a user is working on data compliancy information, whether it's proprietary data, intellectual property, or personal identifying information, accidentally sends the email in their personal webmail versus their corporate email? Where's the security safeguards in that? So having an endpoint strategy, that layered security solution that looks at email, but another solution that looks at the personal webmail, that looks at the endpoint, that has data integrity, making sure that data leakage rules are in place and applied, making sure that the MSSP has the ability to easily manage that, even with all the users being, you know, spread to the winds. So that you're absolutely correct. Having a layered security solution, it's not just one individual layer. It's having all the different components. It's been a very long-standing solution of making sure that the more layers you have, the better off you are from a security perspective, and it makes it more challenging for the bad guys. But it also increases the complexity. So you really want to simplify the management, but maintain the multiple layers that do look at all the doors and windows of the comings and goings of data, but make it easy for that decentralized workforce. So there are a few unique challenges, but fortunately there's also a few good answers to that solution as well.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging to hear. So given this is the MSP zone and our audience is mostly, but not exclusively, MSPs themselves, there are some end users out there. What would be your advice or Avast Software's advice to the MSP channel globally, in terms of what they should be preparing for in 2021?
Well, certainly they're going to be able to be prepared for this continued distributed workforce environment. That's not going to go away anytime soon. As I said, a lot of businesses saw the performance increase, the ease, the the effectiveness, the productivity levels, you know, didn't really taper off for a lot of businesses with that work from home strategy. Employees like it more, so they're going to have a lot more of that going forward. And with that, you're going to need to be prepared to have, you know, a lot more cloud solutions. And with that, for the MSP, they need a cloud-managed security solution as well. You need to be able to manage, effectively manage, the security of now not just, you know, one office, but now say a business had, you know, 100 employees, you may now have 100 offices because now everyone's at home. So you need to have an easy to manage yet flexible and high performance solution to provide security for that business no matter where that business is. And that's certainly one of the avenues of what we can offer from the Avast side to MSPs and MSSPs, enabling them that single pane of glass, easy to manage, yet very effective, very high performance solution that does offer the data leakage, that does offer easy to use encrypted traffic inspection. That, and I mean that in all sincerity, it's actually easy to use. It gives you that layered security solution, the mobile support element of it, so that you can support that distributed workforce now, but do so without, you know, pulling out your hair or complicating the network or the time to delivery or time to security to making sure that they're protected. It really is an all-in-one unique solution that offers that layered security solution. And that's certainly something that Avast makes available through a complete multi-tenant MSP and MSSP delivery mechanism.
Well, I think we should all be somewhat encouraged that, you know, maybe winnable is the wrong term, but I think that the war, the battle can be effectively fought, right? Maybe we don't win, but maybe we at least run it to a stalemate. You know, the hackers will never go away. But with good MSPs practicing good, solid, you know, managed services doctrine, and with good technology, such as the stuff that you guys put out there, I think we've got a fighting chance at this. I would like to think so, at least.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I've heard for years, you can't secure it all. You can't prevent every breach. You can't. It's impossible to say that you can offer, full 100% security. However, I've always been a firm believer that you actually can. It just may take a little bit of effort to get there, but or picking the right solution and making sure that you're, you know, dotting those I's and crossing those T's. But it is absolutely something that you can do. Best effort, you can do. Easy delivery, easy to manage, low cost, high performance solutions that really make security ultimately effective. And again, zero trust network architecture is certainly a key set to that. But offering that ZTNA, offering that zero touch, no equipment to ship, making it easy to manage, these are all things that will empower the MSP and MSSPs to be effective in actually preventing those breaches.
Well, I think that's a great point to wrap up our discussion. You know, 2021 is certainly going to be an exciting year. I think there's plenty of business for MSPs, MSSPs all over the world. There's more than enough work to go around. It's a question of being properly prepared, armed, educated, and ready to involve yourself with your customers and help them fight the good fight. Robert, if an MSP wants to go find some more information about what you guys are doing over at Avast, what's the best way to get that?
Well, they can certainly reach out. They're already a partner, or they're interested in becoming a partner. They can go to the partner link off of avast.com. There's also, if you want to look at some of the business offerings, you can look at the smb.avast.com. You can also feel free to reach out to your friendly neighborhood Avast account team. If you're unsure of who that is, you're always welcome to email me directly and contact me. I'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction to make sure they see they find the tool sets they're looking for to make security effective and easy to manage. And that's you can reach me at robert.krug@avast.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Robert Krug, thank you very much for joining us on the MSP Zone and sharing your thoughts, and wish you a very pleasant year and new year. Hopefully it's a much better one than 2020.
Thank you very much, Charles. I appreciate you having me today, and I wish you a very happy holidays yourself. And stay safe out there, and don't get hacked.
Absolutely. Great advice. And until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.